All right, welcome back to Just Another Weird Day, episode number three.
Yay.
Today we have Malachi. He's going to help us do a
Okay.
little interview with this guy. And so I guess we're going to start off with the
Oh
object.
yes,
So
we're gonna
we
do a
have
guessing game first.
guessing
Because
game for.
I need help. So
So you get 10 questions, Malachi. You have to try to guess the object that I brought. I have it.
somewhere around here.
Yep. It's real close.
Is it actually in this room?
It's in this room.
Okay.
I can just reach and get it.
All
So
right.
that's one question.
Is it soft?
No, it wouldn't be
Okay.
considered soft.
That's a good question. Is it hard?
Yes.
Why? It's still not my hard. Yeah, but it's not soft.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, so it's hard. It's in this room. Can you eat it?
Technically, you could, but you wouldn't want to.
This paper.
It is. Has paper in it, yes.
Okay. Did you write it?
No.
Someone give it to you?
No. Well, yes.
No, yes.
No, yes. I'm going to say no, yes. You'll understand why.
Okay.
Snorty baby.
Is it like the weird work?
No, it's not my work. Two more questions.
Do you play with it?
No.
Okay. Is it money? I can't. You guys are
Is it
both
money?
snorting over that.
Is it
It's
money?
not. Is it money?
It is not money.
No.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
If I can actually reach it and
Oh, he's hiding it over here.
yep, smart.
Clearly, we've had some sicknesses. You can hear it in our voices. I feel like it's been very cold. We had a snow week last week. And oh,
See, get it, get it? Like,
nice.
because originally I found this and I
This
bought
is
it, but
huge.
it was then re-gifted to me for Christmas to remind me that I got it.
Okay.
And it is a book called The Volume Library. And it looks really old. I don't even know.
It says,
1916.
yeah,
Originally
1916.
printed in 1911.
It's kind of like an encyclopedia. It
Yeah,
has a
so
lot of different
encyclopedia from
stories.
1912. That just
This is
covers
our homeschool curriculum.
everything. So this was like the
It could
old
be.
Google.
Yeah,
If you had
actually.
a question, you would go to this and it would have answers for just about everything. Remember this
Look
one?
how far we've come
Yeah.
from this to AI.
So I need to open this up more. We used to have evenings where I just open it up and be like, what random thing does
It's
Google give
really
us there? You
long.
know? And so anyway, it has a bunch of
Chemistry.
random facts that are just fascinating and perspectives from 1900s that not around today. There you go. That's
Still
my
awake over here?
random object for today.
If you could look up anything, what would you look up, Malachi?
Me. I don't know what I would look up.
You look up frogs. This guy likes frogs, right?
It's not my favorite animal. Yes, one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Okay, it's one of your. What's your favorite animal? Oh.
That's true. Well, actually.
You have multiple favorites?
Yeah, frog. Toad or frog? Yeah, toad, actually.
Toad?
Toad or frog?
What is toad?
What is the difference between a toad and a frog?
Toads, they grow bigger. But no, I don't know if they actually grow. I don't know. No, I think
Usually.
frogs. Yeah. But they jump way. They do not jump that far. And also, they have bumps. And then frogs. Well, some frogs do have bumps, but
Most
toads
of them are
always.
smooth.
All toads have bumps.
Nice. Okay.
Oh.
I didn't realize
You have
that.
a bump. You might be a toad. What was the best part of your day today?
Going to church. Well, going to, like,
We did get
church
to try
service.
a church tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. That was good. Sorry, you go ahead, Dad. Ask a question.
Okay. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Flying as fast as you want. No, I can go as fast as you want.
Going
Just
as fast as you
moving
want?
as fast as you want?
Like the Flash? Like
Yep.
running
Well, then
super
you
fast?
probably could kind of fly, right?
Yeah.
If you can move as fast as you want to.
Yeah,
that's
because
cool.
Then you go back in the future. That's
why. Oh, yeah, I've seen those. They run as fast as they can, and then they go back in time.
Well, I don't actually know if you can, but can you do it?
Theoretically, it's possible if you can move faster than the speed of light, but nobody knows how to do that yet, so.
That would be an interesting experiment.
Yep.
Fastest machines. Can change time. All right, can you stop doing that? Just wear your shirt normal, please. Thank you. All right. Who is your favorite person? Who are some people that you look up to? Like being around?
Yeah.
God. Well, yeah, he's a person in Jesus form, but...
Actually, Jesus, then, because he used to be human.
Yep. Yeah. Right.
True.
There you go.
Let's see. What is one thing you'd like to learn more about?
And we kind of asked that with the
frogs.
More about frogs?
Okay.
Orcas. Oh, yeah. We didn't even talk about how you love orcas.
Yeah.
You want to share about why you like orcas or what you got to do when we lived in San Diego?
Well, actually, I did see an orca.
Yeah? What happened with the orca?
They
what?
They swam with it, and also they used to ride them.
Yeah, and what happened to you with the orcas?
You didn't swim with an orca, did you?
No, but I did get splashed by the water.
Yeah, you were the chosen one at one of the shows in San Diego at SeaWorld, where you sat next to the tank, and they had the orcas come up and splash all over you.
It felt like a whole entire, like, actually really hard.
It's probably like a bathtub full of water.
Oh, man, lot of water. I was like, are you okay?
Yeah, I definitely.
And they almost didn't let you on because you were
a lot of weight. Yeah, that was a lot of weight.
You had to talk into it.
You had to be strong. Wild. What's something that you like about our family? What are some things we like to do?
I like her.
Our last name.
That's pretty fun.
We do like our last name.
Mr. Boss.
Yep. Mr. Boss. That's a pretty fun thing for your daddy to pass on to you guys. I like that.
Well, like this next one. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go? California? What's in California that you want to go to?
All my best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, your best
Which
friends.
Ones?
I'm Kato and Aug.
Aww.
Yeah, we'll have to go visit them.
Yeah. Okay, I have one question for you, and then we'll let you go, because you've been so awesome and patient, and you came on and shared with us. Do you know that we love you? 100% no! What? You know it.
Yes, I know that. I know that.
100% he knows it. All right. Well, that is all. Can you say goodbye and thank you?
Bye.
Can you sneak out that way? No, you can go this way. Dad's going to lift you up. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's very cold in our house. We have a little space heater in between us to keep us warm.
Yes.
Place.
And then it feels pretty nice.
Yeah.
But we did. We got to check out a church tonight, and... We're recording later today, but we're doing it.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we're still church shopping, church dating, however you want to put it.
I don't know. We all belong where God is, so.
Yeah.
Just have to get to a place where we even want to commit to anything else.
Yeah.
Which brings us to our ownership topic.
Oh, man.
That was a funny one this week. Tell you what.
Yeah. Want me to tell a story?
You
want to tell a story?
I don't want to tell the story.
I mean, I don't want to tell the story, but I think...
We don't have to tell the story.
Well, I mean, ownership. Ownership is...
Guess we got to own the story.
Yeah, I do have to own the story. Well, I'll just tell the story then. It's that Becca came home and saw that our trailer was gone, our RV trailer that we used to live in. And so she called me immediately, like, did you move it? I'm like, no, I did not move it. Well, it's gone. And she was only gone for 2 or 3 hours that particular time.
We had gone sledding at the cousin's.
So we had thought that it had gotten stolen. And so we reported it stolen. She put a post out there on Facebook to say, hey, has anybody seen it? And I mean, we had a lot of people chime in and say, hey, we are around that area around this time. We can give you some.
Lots of very kind people,
I guess you could say. And
that part was very encouraging.
It was encouraging. And it was also like, wow, there's a lot of people around us. We don't realize. Because our house is kind of centrally located in
two main roads.
Main roads. So anyway, later that evening, the tow truck company that towed our trailer
commented
on Facebook that they had picked it up and it was not stolen. And he just wanted to.
He's like, I'm just doing my job. You guys can reach out to me.
Yep.
I just randomly saw the post, so I thought I would comment. So that was already a grace, like a huge grace.
That wasn't stolen.
That it wasn't stolen, and that he even found me. Like,
yeah, it's so crazy. How in the world? I'm not sure, but he did.
Well, I think God was being gracious. Yeah. But anyway.
So it had not been stolen. It was towed because it got repossessed. Why? Because we missed payments. I missed payments. I did not see that we had missed the payments. I did not see any missed calls that they were trying to get a hold of us.
Well, they didn't. They didn't actually text or send any emails or send any letters. So it was very shocking.
Very shocking.
And I think just with starting the new business, and he's been keeping track of a ton of other details, and this just like a major slip up because it had been on auto pay, and we thought we were keeping track of stuff. I mean, we talk over finances pretty often, but
So, I mean, I'm like, are we paying on everything else? Like,
we definitely are like double checking again on everything.
But oh my gosh. I missed that one. And so now we've made the decision because
things are tight and we don't need to keep it.
Yeah, it sat in our parking lot for the last 7-8 months and we have not used it for anything. We don't have hookups here other than electricity, but there's no water line outside or sewer. And so. Anyway, so we decided to let it go because we can't afford to keep it. And it's, moving across country has been tough. And starting a new business out here because we had to close down our old one. And
a lot of things have happened that we weren't planning for. And so it has been rough. And yet God has been providing for us in every other way.
Yeah.
The trailer is not something that we needed anymore. So. True.
So I contacted me and, you know, they let us get our belongings out of there. And he was very kind about the
that's
situation.
Where the,
he was not.
That's where the grace, major grace came in. I felt like God was very merciful. Well, and the church that we've been visiting this week was all about God's mercy, sharing the story of Jonah and how he ran away from sharing God's. I mean, God was sharing his judgment. Oh, judgment warning with Nineveh, but he didn't even want to do that because he did not want to see them saved. Anyway, it just went into how God is merciful, and I think we both needed that this week.
Yeah, that was a tough week.
We're like, ownership, we're actually letting go of our ownership, but we still get to own our responses and our actions, and that's what I've been thinking about a lot, is like, we still get to own how we respond. And I haven't been the best about that this week, but Jeremy's still been gracious with me, and we're just moving forward. So,
that was hard. You mentioned the feeling of burning the boats.
That was interesting. Before we knew what was going on, I just remember looking out the window that night and like, I just don't know what's happening. This is just, it feels so crazy just to have it. Our trailer gone with no notice.
Yeah.
Not that we had seen anyway. I had the thought of the burn the boats, burn the ships. There's that, what's that song? So the artist that we like that we saw the concert. The for la,
for King
for King Country. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I think that's the name of one of the songs, Burn the Ships.
Mm, yep. Thank you. Right.
And anyway, so I just thought of that. And I was talking to other friends back. We went back to our community this week, or homeschooling community, and sharing with some of the moms because they're like, well, what happened to your trailer? Like, did you get it back? What's going on? And just like, well, just a humbling experience. But yeah, the first repossession that we've had.
Yeah.
And at the same time, there's just been so much grace. So.
Yeah. So I feel like we've had one foot in West Virginia or in this house, however you want to put it. But I feel like the trailer being gone and just physically not seeing it there has made us both realize that, oh, we need to like plant here, not just.
That's what I said to my friend. I was saying we can put roots down. That's what I was like. I just want to pray that we'll use this to patiently put roots down. So
yeah.
try and be a reliable figure.
Yeah.
But that's only possible in the Lord. I do feel like God has continued to plant us right here, even when it feels really uncomfortable. He's completely provided when I didn't know if we could actually stay here or not.
Yeah.
Moving everything cross country and starting a new business at the same time is, and honestly, doing it without any debt, like that is pretty crazy. We keep starting businesses without debt, just using the tools we have and what we have and asking God to please provide work. And so one day at a time, he has been, and we want to be faithful to pay our bills and take care of each other. But this does feel like a shocking grace. And we've learned a lot about, oh, God is merciful, I think.
I think, too, pairing this with going on the same time we were working through all of that. We're in a rental house here in West Virginia, and our rental house is very cold. It's a very large house.
Yeah.
But like a quarter of the upstairs does not have heat. We've been using these space heaters to stay warm, and they can hardly keep up.
Yeah.
So upon some investigation, my electrician background, I figured out that there's literally an electrical meter missing from this building because it used to be apartments. Long story short, we had to have an electrical inspector come out to get all hooked up. And he's like, no, you can't hook it up and say you replace these things. And so I reached out. And then while that's going on, I tried to turn on the basement furnace to heat up the house more than just these baseboard heaters. And that was not working. That's an ancient 40-year-old thing that will not turn on. And so I reached out to our landlord and just said, hey, we've been trying to get electrical working, but we can't. We need help replacing this. And our furnace doesn't work. And they were very kind and just was like,
she got on
we it. Will get it fixed immediately. And so that day, I think an electrician came by to look at it, came up with a plan. And then
I feel like I've been navigating electrician.
Yeah.
For heating, cooling, because they're thinking about, doing the whole system. So that's been its own.
So we felt a little more supported in this house as well. That's at the same time, all that was going on, this house is kind of like, oh, they want to invest in this place too.
Right. Now that we're here, they're willing to do that.
So they're a little more willing now than when we first got here to make improvements on this place while we're here. So that's been encouraging. So I hope it does happen. And
You guys should share your stories of making it through hard things, because we could use all that encouragement right now.
Absolutely.
I was going to shout out some hard things we've seen other people go through also.
I'm
not going to name names, but
Knowing
that we have friends who've gotten through, shipwrecks and car crashes and bankruptcy. We didn't have to file bankruptcy. So, I guess that's something, but we don't want to get there. Yeah, we've seen people go through short sale and like God has continued to provide and You know, you just, yeah, it's just interesting watching, thinking back, like how God has got other people through difficult mistakes that they've made. And
yeah,
so that's what we're praying for. And yeah, should we draw from the hat?
I'm scared to, considering what happened last week.
We actually should put more things in because I don't
think, I know, right?
We don't have that much. I only put a few in. I think I put 4 in
right
at the beginning. But we also had AI as one of the things, so.
That's true. Dyslexia. Oh,
wow. Yeah. We're going to hit all of the hard topics.
Yeah, no kidding. So what were you thinking when you wrote that one down?
Oh, dyslexia. That's been a humbling journey for me, too. Especially not having it. I'm just like, whoa. Like, there's so much that I haven't known or accepted even. Because I don't have a full diagnosis for our children. We don't, but pretty sure all of them struggle with it. And so we're getting help from my dad, which is amazing. That's also, I mean, I was just praying, like, we can't afford tutoring right now, privately for every kid. And then my dad was like, well, I'm starting to tutor online. And he lives in California, but yeah. So we'll have to talk more about that. But
yeah. I just want to comment. One thing on dyslexia, watching particularly our daughter Sapphira, is having maybe the hardest time of it, but particularly with reading. But her mind also is interesting in that she can also think in shapes like mm-hmm. I do, mm-hmm. like an engineering mind where she can take apart, you know,
yeah, it's like a bolt and a nut too.
In her mind and be able to take them apart and put them together in ways that other people can't, or I mean, not can't, but she does it really well.
Yeah, other people and might not go there naturally.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. And so it has strengths and weaknesses of dyslexia, yes. But we just have to work through it. And yeah.
Yeah. So we can talk more about that. Academic learning struggles, when to get help. How to overcome.
Okay.
Yeah. So that'd be interesting to hear from other people who are using different tools. If you have children or know people who have reading trouble. I know I have some dear friends who have advocated for their kids to get the help they need as well. And find the areas that they thrive in, because yeah, we can't always focus on our weaknesses either. I don't know. You find where you thrive as well.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway. Oh, I was supposed to have a verse.
Oh, yes.
Is there anything else? Oh, mm-hmm. Well, there was one. Just from the Lord's Prayer. I was thinking about that this week. How it took on a whole new meaning of, like, realizing that we were kind of like the thieves accidentally. And I had prayed for mercy on the thieves when I had made my post.
Right.
And yeah, it was just a funny dichotomy of, it made me think of the Lord's Prayer again, of just how important it is for us to be praying in forgiveness to our offenders or assumed offenders. So the Lord's Prayer, where it says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I just thought that was very important. Remember. So we're going to try not to fall asleep over here. Any more stories to share?
I mean, that just reminds me of Jonah.
Yeah.
Noah. I keep mixing.
He's here. Calling him Noah.
Just the story that we heard on Sunday and that we went over in Bible study this evening. It reminded me of that, how Jonah was very angry with God, with the people that he was called to go talk to. And it got a little more context of the reason he was angry with God was because these people that he was supposed to talk to had been hurting his people or hurting others. It was not a very good group, let's just say, Nineveh.
And Ninevites were very violent,
yeah,
very evil.
And so he knew that God was gracious, and so he did not want God's grace on these people. And so that's why he did not, I mean, that's one of the reasons why he did not want to go there. And so he ran away and got in a fish and then eventually ended up there. And the book actually leaves off with Jonah still being angry with God. And even though he did do what God asked him to do and talk to the Ninevites, and they were graciously saved.
Yeah. But he didn't feel like there was justice fulfilled.
Yeah. And so, anyway, it just reminded me of that story. I hadn't heard it that perspective, that context before. It's a little more sense of why he was running away.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I guess even if you're upset with somebody that did you wrong, but you know the right thing to do is to forgive them or give grace or have patience with them, whatever it may be.
And do what you can to bring restoration on your side.
I don't think justice necessarily needs to be the very first thing. I don't know. I'm just speaking off the cuff now, but
I think
don't be afraid to give grace.
Yeah. For me, I just keep coming back to this is where justice is fulfilled in God himself. Mm.
Yeah. None you're of not us. The one to take justice.
Right. We have to trust that God is just. If he gives mercy, then it's right and good, and that is what he says to do. Like, well, yeah, what is the verse that says well, there's Micah 6:8 that my dad loves. Walk humbly, walk justly. I'm butchering the verse. Let's see, Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. So, a good one. It's a good ending point.
Yep.
I think. Thanks for sharing.
Yep.
Yes. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yep.
Keep us in your prayers until next week. And we'll talk more about dyslexia. And we need to get some more ideas for topics. Also, we need to get Nico in here.
Yep. Maybe we'll get him next week. We'll see. Try to talk him into it.
Bye. All right. Good night.
Bye.